This is just a couple other pronunciation items. The first four books of the New Testament are...
Gee, you're catching me here.
That's okay.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Now, is there a place in Jefferson where you can check out books?
No.
Okay, there's no...
I have about as large a library as you're going to find.
As you're going to find in Jefferson. Okay. I was wondering about... And I can ask you about this a little more too later. I was just wondering about the size of Jefferson now as compared to early days. Was it ever bigger than it is now?
Oh, yes. It's one time we had, the depot was working, you know, and then they had large spurs that went back out through here, and they loaded hay, and they had ware barns over here. They had a warehouse across, not too far from where I am right now. And the highway went through the town. It isn't straight through as it's going, and they had the grocery store, and then we had an ice house and a creamery where they made butter and cheese factory. Mm. And that was in the little town of Jefferson. They had a pool, two or three pool halls, and
that was a good bit. A good bit larger.
Yes.
They had like a grocery store and a hardware store.
Yes, they had the grocery store. Grocery store and the hardware store were pretty much together. And then there was one person who had a saddle and leather blacksmith type shop, too. Okay. And garage.
Okay. So a lot bigger.
And then they shipped cattle from here, and they had stockyards.
So this was mostly a kind of center for ranches in the
area. Yes,
it
was.
Hay and cattle and things like that. It's not really a mining area at all in this area.
This area wasn't. Fairplay and Alma are mining areas. Well, Como actually was too, because of the coal mining area at King, which is just about five or six miles southeast of Como. Mm. And then they also placer mined up the Terreal. Mm. And they had Chinese laborers up there. And there is a certain section of the cemetery, up at the Como Cemetery, where they buried some of the Chinese who were killed in the King coal mine at one time when they had an explosion. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't know their names, and it's kind of just one little area that was designated for the Chinese laborers that were here at that time.
So there were some early Chinese people
Right, and in Fairplay they had lots of Chinese laborers and laundries and things of that sort.
My goodness. Where did Jefferson get its name?
I don't know.
Okay, I just wondered if one of the earlier residents or the person who founded it was Jefferson.
We didn't find anything like that at all. The gentleman who settled or started Jefferson his name was Willard Head. H-E-A-D. And This property, the streets that he named for this area, and then I own 15 acres right back here, and they're all dedicated streets. And those were the dedicated streets that Mr. Head gave to Jefferson when he gave them the land to build the town.
My goodness. Okay. I was just wondering if it might have been connected with the railway at all since the
There's an article in here about Mr. Head, but I don't know where the name Jefferson came from.
My goodness. Okay. Just another pronunciation item. People go to school to get a what?
An education.
Okay. And if you go beyond high school, you might go to a university or a...
college.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the opposite of uncle is...
aunt.
Okay. Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have one brother and one sister.
Okay. Okay. Are they in this area still?
No.
My
brother ran the ranch, and he died 2 years ago. Okay. And my nephew is running the ranch now, so it's down into...
This ranch here?
Yes.
Okay.
It just stayed in the family.
Okay. I was wondering, are you still involved with the running of the ranch too?
Mm-hmm, right.
So y'all kind of run it together.